Hello, everyone. My name is Victor Kubik, and I'm president of the United Church of God. Welcome to Inside United. At this very moment, I'm in the country of Malawi, and I'm here in the office of the church, the Blantyre Church, and I have with me three very, very special people, three people who are showing leadership in the congregation here in Blantyre. Malawi is a very, very long and thin country. It's kind of like Chile in South America. It's from north to south, it's 700 miles or more running along Lake Malawi. And Gracious Mbalangwe is the pastor of the southernmost area here in Blantyre. Then I also have a deacon, Osborne Liao, and also the church's treasurer, Daniel Ringo. And we'd like to talk to you about life in Malawi, but also we'd like to talk to you about the Church of God in Malawi. So, Gracious, welcome to Inside United.
Oh, thank you, sir. And my name is Gracious Mbalangwe, as I mentioned it. I'm married, and my wife's name is Lonnie. God has blessed us with three beautiful boys. They are all our schooling. And my first contact with the church was already Plain Truth magazine in 1978, if not 79. And I borrowed it from a friend. And there was a title I saw on the leading article. It says, "Does God hide himself from man?" So my first reaction was, yes, God is hiding from man. Why is he not talking to us as he talked to people of the ancient times? So when I read through the article, I discovered that it was me who was hiding from him, or it was man who was hiding from God. So that captivated me a lot, and I was interested, and I read all articles for that Plain Truth the whole day. In fact, even during the night. Then I applied that I have to start now receiving that magazine. I applied to UK, the United States of United Kingdom. Thereafter, they started sending me. And I kept on now reading and requesting booklets. And then in 1981, I was baptized. I was baptized here in Blantyre. That time, I was at college when I read that Plain Truth magazine. Then through the process, I was again ordained as a deacon.
I remember when you told me about it, you were so excited about that.
Yes, so I've been in touch with the church, in fact, the whole country since that time. I was traveling to Central Region and to the North once in a while. And I've been trying to serve the church.
Osborne, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and about your life, and also tell us about how you came into the church?
Thank you, sir. As you have already heard, my name is Osborne Liao. I'm a journalist by profession, and I came to know about the church through the Plain Truth. It was my uncle who subscribed to Plain Truth. And one of the days I just came across that magazine, and I found the stories were very much of interest to me. I just took them for granted. But after some time, I knew something was taking place in my heart. And I tried to contact, he was then based at Worldwide Church of God in Blantyre. So I went there, I met the minister, it was Mr.
Whitaker.
Yeah, by the name of Mr. Whitaker.
Bill Whitaker.
Yeah, I met him, he was very jovial, but he looked very militant, of course. But he welcomed me all the same. He asked me a few questions, then he said, "Well, you're most welcome, you can come and see what happens around." And it so happened that it was during the Feast of Tabernacles that I first attended the services. And from then on, I never stopped attending the services. Unfortunately, by 1993, I was baptized and became a member of the Worldwide Church of God. However, after some time, there was this breakup. I became so confused. What has happened to me again? God said, this is my church. And then there is this breakup. I thought, I have nothing to do with religion. I'll just be staying at home. By then we had Mr. Salawira, who said, no, God's church is still surviving. And we are meeting at Mr. Mpirambe's place. And as I was about to go to Mr. Mpirambe's place, he said, no, we have changed places. We are now meeting at a certain place in Blanta next to a stadium. This is a hall which belongs to one of the religious organizations. So I traced the place and I started attending the lessons. And there was yet another breakup. So you can see I became even more confused. But then fortunately, I knew which side to study. Because definitely I didn't see any reason why there was this breakup. And I chose to remain with the United Church of God. And up to now, I'm still with the United Church of God. And some years ago, I was ordained as deacon. As for my wife is a member of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. As for the children, they are members of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. But of late, they have shown some interest to come and see what happens at the United Church of God. And I hope, as I was called, God also, maybe is also calling them. And I have that hope that one of these days, I will sit next to my wife and the children in the hall.
Well, thank you very much, Osborne, for that story. That certainly was very, very inspiring to hear about your life. I'm learning more about the people that I've gotten to know over time just from this interview. Now I'd like to turn my attention to Daniel Ringo. Daniel now functions as the accountant for the church here in Blantyre and also the accountant for LifeNets, our humanitarian outreach in this part of the world. He was involved with Vertical Thought magazine and with youth initiatives, and used to write for our website and used to write for our blogs and so forth. So welcome, Daniel.
Thanks. My name is Daniel Ringo. I was born in 1991. Growing up, I grew up mostly with my relatives, because the time I was born, my mom was still at school. Not an easy life being raised by a single parent. Though it was like that, one thing I appreciate about my mom is that she constantly told us that we should grow up fearing God. In whatever we do, we should put God first. So it was in 2006, if not 2007, that I went to stay with my uncle, who happens to be a member of the church. And whenever I was at his house, there were magazines, newspapers, the church literature, all over. But I was not paying much attention to it, because at that time, I was still schooling. But it so happened that our teacher encouraged us much that whatever thing you find to read that is written in English, you'll benefit from it. You'll be able to, it will improve your language, especially English language. So I was encouraged to read everything that is in English. So it so happened that this other time, I found myself reading a magazine, religious magazine belonging to this church. But this time around, I was introduced to a new thing. The article said that no, the kingdom of God will come on this earth. God, Jesus Christ, will reign on this earth, and those who are called will reign with him. I was somehow disturbed spiritually because being a Christian, being raised up a Christian, a teenager at that age, I had so many questions. Then when I come back home from the capital city where my uncle stays, I had to meet my mom again, who happens to be a Pentecost, praying on Sunday. All those holidays, they were new to her. So it was still a challenge, but because she's a woman who respects some decisions that I make, even when I was still young, she gave me that right, saying, okay, you go there just as long as your moral is still in a Christian way. You act disciplinary in everything you do. So, little by little, I started to know the truth. Then in 2012, I asked the local pastor, Mr. Mpilangwe, for counseling. He advised me the outcomes, what will happen if I get baptized, and everything. It was all a success. Then come in 2012, I was baptized. And later on, like Victor has said, after I graduated, after I had knowledge of accounting through the studies I was doing, I was asked to assist LifeNets with the LifeNets project, and later on I was asked to assist the local church, particularly here in Blantyre, to assist them with the accounting records. But one other thing that I forgot to mention is that in the same year, 2012, I had a mentor who happened to be Randy Stiver from America. I got to know him through Facebook. And whenever I had anything that I was finding difficult to understand, I would ask him. Then through him, I was encouraged to start writing some articles as contribution to Vertical Thought. At first, I was scared. I thought that maybe I couldn't do it. Then came 2013, I sent him a certain article about patience, how we youth should be patient in pursuing our goals and in our daily lives. So later on, I saw it on the Vertical Thought website. So that's how I got into the church, and that's how my journey has been.
Well, thank you very much, Daniel. I find that Malawians are very, very expressive in their speaking. You don't have to work too hard to draw information out of them. They volunteer most of it themselves. You know, we're here on a very special occasion this spring, when we had the dedication of the congregational hall. And it was a very wonderful occasion with more than 110 people, about 112 people in attendance. And we had a very special blessing to the building. But now I'd like to hear from the pastor himself about what his vision is for not only the church, but the country. And please express some of your thoughts about that.
So what we need as leaders here for the church to grow to the level that is maybe expected is maybe to do some bit of evangelism. So since we've got our own hall now, which was actually funded by LifeNets International, in which Mr. Kubik, the president of United Church of God, came to officially open it and dedicate it to God, then the people, I think, will know about this church. And through the character of the membership here, because we're told to be light and salt to the world, hopefully many people will come, I think, and get interested in the truth.
Well, I want to once again thank our three participants here this afternoon, the pastor of the church in Blantyre, Mr. Gracious Mpilangwe, also from Deacon Osborne Liao, and also from Daniel Ringo. So thank you very much for joining us here on Inside United. We hope that you've enjoyed today's program, and we hope to see you and hear from you again soon.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.